Harp on Sports with Seth Harp.
You know what time it is.
3, 2, 1.
Let's do this.
Go, bartenders! Your food needs refill.
Harp on Sports, the bar, podcast, media, audio, and radio network. What do we have in store for you on this edition of the program? Kugel's Last Call, Riley Kugel, exit stage right or left, depending on your perspective. University of Florida men's basketball team. The best thing for him, I don't know if it's necessarily the best thing for Florida. I mean, this dude was, what, 10 points or 9.2, 3.5 assists. I think he'd have been a nice complimentary piece, but he's got to go somewhere where it's around him. He just does. Two suggestions where he should go. So I think one of them, he's going to have to learn to maybe take on a complimentary role. If you can't do that, then there's a place that I think he's a fit. So we're going to look at that. Also, a little Sweet 16 serenade. We're going to give you, as we head into the Sweet 16, the best possible Final Four outcome and the worst possible Final Four outcome in terms of who may be punching their ticket into next weekend's college basketball mecca, and a little big league bets. Major League Baseball season's here. What we think is going to happen in 2024. Again, Harp on Sports, the bar, podcast, media, audio, radio network. Follow, share, like, subscribe at Harp on Sports Twitter, at Harp on Sports Instagram, Auditory Route, Harp on Sports, the bar, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Harp on Sports Facebook page, Harp on Sports YouTube channel, and of course, HarpOnSports.com. Okay, Riley Kugel, last call, exit stage left. Dude averaged over 9 points, almost 4 assists a game. Saw his minutes shrink drastically. They'd skyrocket. They'd shrink. Inconsistency across the board. And I was thinking about this with Riley Kugel. Florida can use him. They're a better basketball team with him. Oh, it was a nightmare. No, it was. He was a 7 seed, and he played pretty decent in the loss to Colorado. Too inconsistent. You're right. To be the star, he was too inconsistent. That's why he wasn't the star. That's why Will Richard, Walter Clayton Jr., surpassed him. That's why he struggled at times, but don't tell me this is going to be a better team without him. That's ridiculous. But look, he just wasn't going to work. I understand. I understand. Florida's going to miss him more than he's going to miss Florida. That's not, come on. Let's not even try to spin that. So what does he do? What does he do? Now, he was the victim a little bit of all the injuries that took place a couple years ago, 2 years ago. Once the big man was done or got hurt at Florida last year, then he stepped up and went off. He had to carry the team. Problem was, he didn't have to carry the team this year, and it wasn't going to be built around him. It just wasn't. So what does he do? Well, I mean, look, his style of play, if in the fact that he's 9.2, 3.5, he can fit in if he'd want to go to Kentucky. Up and down, Houston, up and down. But those guys are going to be much more buy and do what I say. Kelvin Sampson and John Calipari. So where does he fit? I think the best thing for Riley Kugel is to go to USF. Go to USF. It's a good, solid team this year. Probably should have made the NCAA tournament. Had the pedigree to make it. Had the had the season to make it. 9.2, 3.5. He goes to a place like USF where he plays 30, 34 minutes a game. He'll average 20 and 8. He'll average 20 and 8. Now, I would have said FAU if Dusty May were still there, but obviously he's gone. So now that he goes to Michigan, with Riley Kugel's game and, the way Andy Enfield coaches, now that he left USC to go to SMU, Riley Kugel could go to SMU. That type of pace would work well, but I just don't. Arizona, but I just don't know if he fits in those, he's a Florida guy. He was from Orlando. I just think USF's the best bet. Larinaga's, if you really wanted, you could go to Miami, but I don't know. USF's the best bet. It really, really is. Now he could go to some place like JU or UNF and just 30 points a game. He could do that. If he wants to be the guy, he could go to USF or he could go to UNF or JU and just be a monster. He could, but Amir Abdul-Rahim, that type of offense, the success that they had, the fact that they're growing right down the road from Orlando, Riley Kugel's a 20-point guy a game if he goes to USF. Again, FAU would have been a nice little thing too, in this little situation. if Dusty hadn't left. But he did. And then, I look around. Florida State, Leonard Hamilton's all defense. And that's maybe not the best situation in the last few years. It's kind of slipping away for Leonard. Kind of slipping away, isn't it? So, I mean, if he wants to stay in the state, we talked about Mike White in Georgia. Georgia Tech, no. And no. Go to a mid-major average 20, go somewhere else and average 10 and be a part of it. Depends on what he wants to do. But Riley Kugel's best fit is USF. I wish the guy no ill will. Look, it's better for him probably to leave. Florida could use him, especially without knowing what's going on with Will Richard and Clayton Jr. If Walt comes back, if Will comes back, look, and Lockton will come back. I don't know how long it's going to take him to recover from that injury. Should be a decent team next year. Be right there again. 4 or 5 seed in the NCAA tournament, maybe. That's where they could be. Talent-wise, who knows what they add? Who knows who comes in via transfer? But good situation. Riley, wish you nothing but the best. Okay, from that to this. Little Sweet 16 serenade. There's no secret about it. I'm a fan of Blue Bloods. I am. I want to see the best of the best. That's why I go. I don't go to movies to watch nobody. If you tell me, hey man, Ghostbusters is being made. Oh, first thing I think is Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd in it? Are they? Oh, they are? Good. I'm in. Ernie Hudson in it? Good. I'll watch it. They're making a Top Gun 2. About 5 years ago when I heard that, I'm like, Tom Cruise, right? Tom Cruise? Good? Yeah, gotcha. I want to see stars. I want to see names. Now, I've got your Sweet 16 Serenade. Best case scenario, worst case scenario. Now, I'm not one of these guys that, the one seeds make it. Yeah, that's nice. They're the best teams. They've had the best year. That's why they are where they are. But it's only the fifth time since the tournament expanded 40 years ago to 64/68 that the ones and the twos all survived the opening weekend. So, good. That's good. Makes the tournament more interesting in the Sweet 16. Seeing a bunch of 13 and 14 seeds, and it's like all that. It's such a great story. Yeah, but there's a lot of great stories that no one reads. Give me the good-looking story. And this is what we have here, right? Looking at each region, I'm going to give you the nightmare scenario first. Why not? UConn's region in the east. UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, Iowa State. Not even close. It's Iowa State coming out of there. They're a good team. It doesn't matter if they're a good team or not. I'm just talking about a visual consumption in the Final Four. Best case scenario, UConn. Worst case scenario, Iowa State. In the West, even though the Final Four is in Phoenix, North Carolina, Bama, Clemson, Arizona. Well, Clemson and Bama, no thank you. North Carolina over Arizona. I know Arizona's a West Coast, strong program, a blue blood at heart, but North Carolina is going to always be the bigger draw of those. If it ends up being Arizona, fine. That'll bring a lot of West Coast eyeballs and make that region interesting, but it's North Carolina. Worst case scenario is Clemson. Who's kidding who here? So best case scenario, East and West is UConn and North Carolina. You can live with UConn and Arizona, but UConn, North Carolina. Worst case, Iowa State, Clemson. Yuck. Puke. South. Oh boy. Houston, Duke, San Diego State. Good gracious. North Carolina State and Marquette. Houston, Duke, North Carolina State, Marquette. Well, we all know that the best case scenario here is Duke. Worst case scenario, it's probably NC State, isn't it? Marquette's going to grab you the Midwest audience. I know it's Milwaukee, and, Al's been gone for a while now, 20 years. It's coming up on the, 35th? Oh, good gracious, Seth. 45th anniversary of them winning the national championship. Nice story. Shaka Smart's done a nice job. Took VCU to the Final Four. Good story. But if you're not going to get Duke, Houston with being a big city and a one seed and Kelvin Sampson, it probably... I think Houston's probably a little bit more than a Marquette. This by far and away is the best region in terms of you can live with them. You could live with Houston. You can live with Marquette. Duke's the one you want. North Carolina State would be the... So right now our dream Final Four, North Carolina, UConn, excuse me. Yeah, North Carolina, UConn, Duke, Nightmare, Iowa State, Clemson, NC State. And in the final region, Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, Tennessee. I mean, come on. The nightmare of all these is what? Creighton, then Tennessee. And I really don't know if there's that much of a difference between Purdue and Gonzaga. I really don't. You know, my mom went to Purdue, so I'm kind of heart-strung with that. My mom has a Purdue diploma, so I would say Purdue, maybe slightly over Gonzaga, maybe, but it's close. I think both of those are close. I really, really do. The nightmare in that scenario is Creighton. So the nightmare Final Four, Iowa State, Clemson, NC State, and Creighton. Oh, my God. The best Final Four for marketing and interest, it's probably UConn, North Carolina, Duke, and Purdue. Purdue, Duke, North Carolina, UConn, that's pretty solid. But you can live with UConn, North Carolina, Duke, and Gonzaga. You can live with that. But good gracious. Iowa State, 2 seed. Clemson, 6 seed. NC State and Creighton. If that happens, then there's no doubt the women's Final Four will be better in terms of viewership, regardless of who's in it, especially if Kate Clarkson's going to smoke it. But UConn, North Carolina, give me North Carolina, UConn, Duke, and Purdue. What do I think is going to happen? Nobody's going to beat UConn in that region. Arizona could beat North Carolina. Actually, I think Arizona would beat North Carolina. So if I had to guess, I'd say UConn, Arizona, after watching everything reseed and the way it goes. I think Duke can beat Houston. I really, really do. But Houston had their scare. I think Houston would beat Duke. It doesn't matter. Houston's going to come out of that. I really would. I'd go UConn, Arizona, Houston, and Purdue. So a 1 seed, a 2 seed, a 1 seed, and a 1 seed. If it's not Purdue, Tennessee. My Final Four at the beginning was what? It was UConn, Arizona, I mean, Kentucky, and Creighton. So I got 3 of my Final Four still around. Crying out loud, I got 7 of my Elite Eight still around. Just Kentucky burned me, man. Had a pretty good tournament picking-wise. Yeah, we all care about other people's brackets. So there you go. I think it's UConn, Arizona, Houston, and give me Purdue. Not a bad Final Four. Not a bad Final Four in that scenario. We'll take it. And if you can get Purdue and UConn in the final, that's the best big size matchup. Arizona, UConn's a little bit contrasting styles. That'd be kind of fun. I just don't know who beats UConn. I really, really don't. I think Purdue's got the size and the intangibles to do it. But if Purdue's guards aren't hitting, you kind of beat them by 15, 20 points. And you're all of a sudden, you're talking about UConn's what? 6th national title in 25 years? That was not too bad. And they would what? Tie North Carolina? Pass Indiana? Pass Kansas? So they'd move in what? UCLA's number 1. Oh, past Duke. Duke has 5. Indiana has 5. Kansas has 5. With a win, UConn would tie North Carolina, only have Kentucky and UCLA in front of them. How about that? That's what's at stake. I wanted to wrap with a little baseball. Why not? Major League Baseball, big league bets. And look. I don't know if there's more of a crapshoot now than what you get in baseball last year. 2 wild card teams, and you know, does anybody think for 1 second the Rangers are going to repeat in this sucker? Baseball is one of those things we keep coming back. We go, oh, this team's going to win 105 games. This team's going to win 107 games. But flip coins when it comes to the postseason. Want to be hot. But I went through and I looked at this and who I think is going to win and the divisions and the wild cards and giddy up. Here's what I have. First of all, let's do some awards, shall we? Let's do some awards. AL MVP, give me Corey Seager. That dude hit 30 home runs, 100 RBI last year. He's coming off an MVP in the World Series. All the eyeballs are going to be on him. I think in Texas, Wyatt Langford part of this lineup now. I think that he has a monster year. Give me Corey Seager as the AL MVP. Cy Young, give me Corbin Burns. The fact that he's on the Orioles now, and I'm big on the Orioles. I think they're going to win the East in the American League going away. But we'll circle back around to that. But give me Corey Seager as the MVP, Rangers, Corbin Burns, Cy Young, Orioles, National League, Cy Young, or excuse me, MVP in the National League, give me Bryce Harper. We saw Bryce Harper come into his own. He was already a stud, but what he did in the postseason for the Phillies last year, that dude's a monster. And I think, you know, we're kind of that cycle. Okay, here we go. I think Bryce Harper is your MVP in the National League. And Spencer Strider, Cy Young, Braves. I mean, good gracious. Looking at things in terms of what I think is going to happen, starting off with the American League first. O's win the East. The Yankees will push them a little bit. The Rays may be dancing around, but the Orioles are a 100-win team. Twins in the Central. The Central's terrible. I was trying to find anybody at the Royals. Maybe a little bit better. Tigers, okay, maybe a little bit better. What? The Guardians? Who in the American League? See? And then the West, the Astros. I know the Rangers had a good year, but I still think the Astros are the better team for 162 games. So Orioles, Twins, Astros, wild card. Give me the Rangers. Give me the Yankees and the Rays. When it's all said and done in the American League, give me the O's over the Stros. O's over the Stros. I know the O's got bounced early last year. Give me O's over the Stros. In the National League, the East, the Braves. Good luck, whoever is going to try to contend with them. Maybe the Phillies, maybe. Reds in the Central. They've done a nice job of building that rotation up and drafting well the last few years. The Pirates, I like the Cubs too, but I'm still going to go with the Reds. I'm going to go with the Reds. I think the Cubs winning a wild card. The Pirates are terrible. The Cardinals. So give me the Cubs or give me the Reds. Give me the Dodgers in the West. I'm going to mess around with that. Your wild cards. I said the Cubs, the Giants, and the Phillies. The Giants are going to end up being good. I think, you know, they were probably a playoff team before you had Blake Snell, 14, 15 wins on that. So Braves, Reds, Dodgers, Cubbies, Giants, Phillies. And when it's all said and done, give me the Dodgers over the Braves in the National League. So I got the O's over the Stros, Dodgers over the Braves. And I think eventually, it's been 4 years and they've been the best team in baseball. They eventually got to win another one. Give me the Dodgers over the Braves in the World Series. Well, Braves beat them a couple years ago, but give me the Dodgers over the Braves. Just do. I want to think about Mookie Betts for the MVP as well. Nice job, Boston. But I look at this. There's pretty good teams in here. And, you know, baseball is one of those things that causes some predictability. I think we pretty much said it. The Braves and the Dodgers are the two best teams in the National League, right? In the American League, the O's and who? Houston? We have injuries aside, the Braves and the Dodgers are the two best teams in the National League. The Orioles and the Astros are the two best teams in the American League. So I got them where they are, which means the NLCS will probably be the Reds over the Pirates. And the ALCS will probably be the what? What would be in the American League? I can't even think of what would be a ridiculous, oh my God, didn't see that thing coming. Ridiculous. What? Tigers over the Royals. But there you go. So those are my big league bets for you. And it's just, baseball's in one of these situations now where the Yankees have done the Juan Soto trade and Aaron Judge, but when Garrett Cole's going to maybe out till June, late May, June, that's 10 starts. You're going to miss him. That would have been my Cy Young pick if he'd have been healthy. Fact he's going to miss 10 starts. I don't know how you do it. I think I don't. But there you go. Again, giddy up. Final four picks again. UConn taking on Arizona. And give me Houston and Purdue. I think we're going to have a pretty good final four this year. So there you go. Harp on Sports, the bar. Podcast, media, audio, radio network. Follow, share, like, subscribe. At Harp on Sports Twitter, at Harp on Sports Instagram. Auditory route, Harp on Sports via what? Buzzsprout, Spotify. Apple Podcasts, Harp on Sports, the bar headings, Harp on Sports YouTube channel, Harp on Sports, the Facebook page, and of course, harponsports.com. Remember, stay Stay clean, stay focused, stay strong. Frankenstein. Have fun with your friends.